أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها شفاعة ولا يؤخذ منها عدل ولا هم ينصرون. In the previous ayats we read where Allah tabaraka ta'ala informed the Bani Israel, the children of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, who Allah had favored in their time the greatest, the most in the world. And this was a great favor of Allah, that Allah gave them preference of over and above everyone. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala gives an answer to a doubt that may come to them, that when we are the children of the Anbiya, Allah Ta'ala has favored us, made us His most favorite ones, and in us there were many kings also who were very righteous and pious, Sulaiman alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam, etc. So we got no worry on the day of Qiyamah. We are the children of this great Anbiya, and our work will get done. They will intercede for us, and we don't have to worry. And this same wrong impression comes to many of us, that we are the children of ulama, we are the children of pious people, so we don't have to worry. Our work will get done there. So Allah warns against this, that don't be in this delusion. Don't be beguiled and bluffed with this, that you, because your parents are very pious, or because your family is very pious, your family lineage is very great, so you will get saved on the day of Qiyamah. And also, many times, in all one other weakness that comes into us, that when we find some weakness in our amal, our deen, then we try and cover it up with some other thing. We project ourselves that we are very pious, or we are doing a lot of work of deen, or anything like that. And then we stay in that thought of ours, that I don't have to worry for the day of Qiyamah. If a person doesn't go with that iman on the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and now of course since the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, full iman on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. If a person doesn't have that, then there is nothing that is going to help him on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا لَا تَجِزِي نَفْسٌ عَن نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. اور ڈرو اس دن سے کہ کام نہ آئے کوئی شخص کسی کے کچھ بھی. And fear that day, the day of Qiyamah, which will be for the wrongdoers and for the disbelievers a very horrible and terrible day. It cannot be imagined how severe that day will be. So save yourself from the horrors of that day when nobody will be able to help anyone. وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا شَفَاعَةً اور قبول نہ ہو اس کی طرف سے سفارش. And no intercession will be accepted on behalf of any person on that day, that is those without iman. وَلَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ اور نہ لیا جاوے اس کے طرف سے بدلہ. And there will be no ransom that will be accepted for that person. Nobody will be able to bail him out of any of his difficulties. وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ اور نہ ان کو مدد پہنچے. And there will be no help for such people on the day of Qiyamah. So yeah, there are three things which Allah Ta'ala refers to. One is shafa'at, intercession. The other is adlun, that is, that a person will give some ransom. And the third is yunsarun, that some help from somebody. So Allah negates all these three things for those people who die without iman. Inshallah, we will discuss the details, but the important thing is that we have got iman. Allah gave it to us free of charge. We are believing in Allah. We have to be very careful that we don't lose this iman. And now are very testing times for our iman. Whether we believe in Allah, the laws made by Allah, or man-made laws. Whether we obey the commandments of Allah, or the commandments of laws which are against Allah Ta'ala's laws. So we are tested very heavily at this time, and we must make our utmost effort for us and all our dear and close ones, the whole ummah. In fact, we should have the concern for the whole of humanity, for jinn also. At least we can make dua for all, that Allah grants us all the iman and Islam which is required of us by Allah Ta'ala. Allah keeps us alive with that iman, and Allah takes us with that iman. And we shouldn't be just in this thoughts of ours that I'm all right, that I'm in this environment, I'm in the environment of a Darul Uloom, for example. I'm in the environment of a Khanqa. I come to masjid with all the other people who make namaz. All that, whether I am right myself, that is important for us. And we shouldn't be overtaken by some false illusion. May Allah Ta'ala guide us righteously and accept us and let us live with Iman and Islam and die with that Iman and Islam which is required of us from Allah Ta'ala.